there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
You know, we were trying to do a Wheel of Punishment, and then I started to think, we haven't done a Wheel of Punishment in a while. Marvin, do we have the theme music for Wheel of Punishment? Because I'm sure some members of the audience would love to hear this one more time.
And it, not only that, but it the best part of the Wheel of Punishment song, done by Gwar, is that they put it on... It's like a B-side, like the 13th song on their one of their Italian albums. It was like only released in Italy. The album was released worldwide.
Okay.
But the song Wheel of Punishment only appears on their Italian version. Buddy Jamie Josta, who did the Stat of the Day song, the original one, he's been pushing for Gwar to be the Super Bowl halftime show and not, you know,
not Usher
or somebody. It's like, when are we, Gwar is still touring, when are they going to get to be?
Yeah, the Wheel of Punishment.
If you've ever been to a Gwar concert, you would understand just how
insane
that would be.
I didn't know it was a song on an album that was only released in Italy.
Yeah, it was like Maximus...
Johnson?
Possibly Maximus Johnson. Brutus Maximus something? I forget what the name of it was, but yeah, it was released. It was actually on an album somewhere.
And Brad Johnson's son is named Maximus Johnson.
Correct.
The former quarterback. Won a Super Bowl. With that, we bring you Brian Costello, the Jets beat reporter of the New York Post. Yeah, I'm a master of segues there, Brian. Thanks for joining us. Explain what happened yesterday with the Jets and how would Jets fans or should they feel about what they're doing right now?
I'm Maximus nonsense right now, Dan, with the Jets beat. Look, they had to do something. They had to bring in a quarterback. There was no good answers out there for them. So, you know, Trevor Siemian is the guy that's going to come in. You know, he's a veteran. I think he probably knows the West Coast offense a little bit. Although he's not going to play this week, but they can get him ready. And if Zach Wilson falls on his face on Sunday night, maybe you see him in 2 weeks in Denver. But there's no answers right now, Dan. Jets fans are just screaming, you know, get a quarterback. And, you know, they're throwing out these crazy scenarios of Kirk Cousins, and you know, the Vikings aren't trading Kirk Cousins right now. So there's nothing they can do at this moment. So Trevor Siemian it is.
Why not bring in Trevor Siemian a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, that's a good question, man. It's fair. And I think, you know, a few weeks ago, they initially tried with Chad Henne because he had played for Nathaniel Hackett in Jacksonville. They thought about Brett Rypien, who was on the practice squad with the Rams, and the Rams signed him onto the active roster because he played for Hackett last year in Denver. So I think they were looking for direct links. And, you know, I don't know what's better about Trevor Siemian now than 2 weeks ago, other than maybe what they saw Sunday from Zach Wilson said, okay, we really need to get somebody in here now.
When I watch the game, I know that the blame is put on Zach Wilson, but I mean, that offensive line is not very good. So I take Aaron Rodgers out of the equation, and somehow this is one of the worst teams in the NFL. Like, how is that possible?
Yeah, I think the offensive line played better Sunday, Dan, honestly, than they have. They moved some pieces around. There's some different starters, but you know, I've learned through years of doing this, Dan, that there's two types of quarterbacks. There's ones that hide the warts on a team, and ones that expose them. And the Jets were counting on Aaron Rodgers to be the guy that hit all the warts. Mm. When there were concerns about the offensive line in training camp, and there were real concerns, we talked about it then, the answer you always got, well, Aaron's going to get rid of the ball quickly. So it'll be okay because he'll get rid of the ball quickly. And when you said, are Alan Lazard and Randall Cobb, are those really, like, those are really good 2-3 options on this team? Well, Aaron likes them. He played with them in Green Bay. He's comfortable with them. It'll be okay because Aaron's here. And then all of a sudden, four plays in, Aaron wasn't here anymore, and the Jets, you know, the backup plan was not a good one. And I'm not sure if there was any good backup plan, Dan, out there. I guess they could have cast Zach Wilson aside in January and gone with, like, a Gardner Minshew, something like that, and it would look better. I get that. But I think the Jets were, as an organization, said, let's try to see if we can rehabilitate this kid and not play him for a couple years and have Rodgers here, and maybe we can fix him. And obviously that plan has got up in smoke.
And then it feels like there's infighting, as sometimes you'll see one side of the ball that's better than the other side. Or is the media sort of making this a little more than what it is?
I haven't seen the infighting between the defense and the offense yet, Dan. I think the defense has been pretty good about not doing that. The infighting's been within the offense, and that was clear on the sideline. The CBS cameras caught it. You know, Michael Carter, the running back, yelling at the running backs coach, Taylor Embry. Garrett Wilson kind of throwing his hands up in frustration as they were looking at a tablet. You know, the players are frustrated, right? I think where we're at, Dan, is the Jets universe, Jets players, coaches, fans are going through the five stages of grief. And right now, you know, I think denial hit right that night. It was like, oh my God, this can't happen. Then there was anger, right? Oh, Jets fans can't have nice things. Then there was the bargaining, Dan. It was, well, maybe Zach Wilson's going to be better now because he was with Rodgers. Now we've hit depression, and the whole place is depressed, and it's like, man, we've got 14 more games. What are we going to do? They thought they were going to the Super Bowl, Dan. They legitimately thought this was a Super Bowl team, and now they're 1-2 with the Kansas City Chiefs coming in here Sunday night. They've got the Eagles in 2 weeks. Like, the schedule is brutal for them to try to right the ship here. So, you know, I don't know when acceptance arrives, Dan, but I think we're a few weeks away from that.
Where are we in a month?
It's a great question. You know, like I said, Chiefs Eagles is tough. They do go to Denver and play the Broncos. They need to come out of this first six games 2-4, Dan. They have a bye after the Eagles game. So the first six games and a bye. The whole, even with Aaron, the thought was, oh, if they go 3-3, they'll be all right because the schedule lightens up after the bye. I think if they can win in Denver, you know, 2-4, they can right this ship a little bit. Like, and when I say right the ship, that's not playoffs. That's 7-8 wins, not a disaster of a season. But I think that's where they're at right now, Dan.
Can anybody lose their job this season?
So the hard part with that one is Aaron Rodgers' role, right? Rodgers said he wants to come back. Rodgers has been a fan of Robert Saleh. Rodgers has been a fan of Joe Douglas. Does Aaron come to Woody Johnson and say, you know what? If they're not coming back, I'm not coming back. If Saleh and Douglas have Rodgers in their corner, I think they're back. If this season's a disaster and they don't have that, then, yeah, I think people can lose their jobs.
Would you rather watch the Jets play or watch Aaron Rodgers watch the Jets play?
That's a good question, Dan. I what I'm hoping is that we're not watching Taylor Swift watch the Jets play on Sunday. I feel horrible for Jets fans. They're going to sit there and watch a team get demolished and hear all night from Mike Tirico about Taylor Swift. But yeah,
Taylor going to be there?
That's the big question right now, Dan. That's really the only drama surrounding this game. Is Taylor going to be in the building? And trust me, I work at the New York Post.
Oh yeah,
I'm getting that question quite a bit from people that work at the New York Post right now. So, you know, but that's the story right now. But yeah, the Rodgers thing going on McAfee each week, and kind of, he just adds another layer to this, right? Because our back page today, Dan, is Aaron Rodgers talking about everything.
Yeah.
And I think it's Aaron of Grievances is the back page today. So it's like, and every time he talks, he makes news. So this is just, I've seen some wacky Jet seasons. This is going right to the, right near the top of them, Dan.
Or the bottom.
Whichever way you want to go.
Brian, thanks for joining us. Safe travels to the Jets facility. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Dan.
That's Brian Costello. He covers the Jets for the New York Post. Man, I used to love reading the New York Post. You just see that. You see the front page and you go, I don't know what else is inside, but I'm going to buy me a New York Post and the New York Daily News. But you'd always go front page and then you'd flip it over and look at the back page because you'd have your sports on the back page. All right. Did we settle on our poll question? Who had the worst month, Seton?
Yeah, we got up there. Who's had the worst month? We also put up there, just for fun, Joe Namath's comments were helpful or hurtful.
Yeah.
Right now, 68% of the audience think they were hurtful. Very hurtful.
Joe Namath cares about the Jets, obviously. And he's been waiting for a successor for a long, long time. What should he have said? Like, he cares. He's passionate. He's not helping the situation, first of all. You know, the old guy, like Lou Holtz. Now, Lou Holtz is a lot older than Joe Namath, but Lou Holtz is, what, 86? He's not backing away from calling out Ryan Day. He's not. Joe is...
I wouldn't like talking about those games either.
Joe is 80.
Old guys don't sugarcoat it, Dan.
Yeah, you're allowed to. Okay, at what age are you allowed to...
Say anything you want?
Yes. Yes, because I want to know that. Am I still going to be working?
I don't think so.
Okay, yes, Paul.
If your age starts with an 8, you could do whatever you want. No turn signal. When you go back out of the driveway, you just go. You say whatever you want socially.
So I got to wait till I'm 80?
Yes.
It's
not funny if you're like 72, because then you're like, he's not that old.
Yes, Seton.
Average life expectancy.
Is 77?
76 years old.
Okay.
I feel like, once you hit... Like Paul said, once you hit the eights, once you're at 8-0, just let it rip.
I think once you get past what the age is, life expectancy, if you get to 77, then you should be allowed to. You know? If your age is Carl Mecklenburg's number,
there you go.
How about that, Todd?
You're over under 76 and a half.
Yes, I'm gonna go over. Couple of phone calls in here. Doug in North Carolina leads us off. Good morning, Doug. What's on your mind?
Well, Dan, I can't tell you how excited I am. You guys are brilliant. You somehow have taken a game that nobody cares about it, and you've made it much see TV. But the one thing I think you need to do for your viewers and your listeners is we need to know that all of the Danettes have something on the line. So I would like to propose that if the game, and there's only a 1% chance of this happening, if the game ends in a tie, that Paulie and Todd should be able to celebrate, but Marvin and Seton should be locked out of Meat Fridays until there's another tie in the NFL.
All right.
What an interesting twist.
Okay.
I'll throw that up there.
Seton, you okay with that?
I'm not going to volunteer Marvin for it, but I'm okay with
Marvin. Marvin, you okay? If the game ends in a tie, then you guys don't get Meat Friday the following week.
What? I'm out. No, I'm not in this bet. No. I don't even care about either one of these sorry teams.
All right. I'm going to do it. Seton, I'm in with you.
But no, wait. But the bet was we can't eat until there's another tie.
No, it's not bad.
Just like these guys can't eat until their teams win.
Yeah. God, I love this bet.
Yeah, this is a great bet.
This is awesome. Yes, Marv.
You said you're in it?
Yeah.
And Seton, you're in it?
Yeah.
All right, I'm in it.
Yeah, okay. There you go. Right.
So now I'll back out, and now Marvin's in it.
Yeah, now Marvin.
Seton. Yeah, it's a little bait and switch is what that is.
Oh, wait. Hold on.
Set you up. So, wait, I was only doing it because you were in it.
I know. Yeah.
That's soft, Marvin. That's,
yeah. No. Yes. That's yes. Soft. Charmin.
Okay. I'll do it.
Super.
All right. I'll do it. I'll do it.
All right.
So we're rooting against a tie.
Yes.
Okay. But Fritzy and Paulie are rooting for a tie.
Yeah. Imagine if they tied.
Yeah.
Imagine.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
That'd be great.
That'd be awesome.
I'm checking the prop bet on if you can get
a tie.
That's a high end prop bet.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure Dylan, the graphics guy, would probably. I'm going to bet on that.
We're due for one.
Yeah.
And that could be my third leg of the play.
Nick in California. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning, Dan, Ed. Question for you. Has anyone bothered to ask Sean Payton the word karma? You know, he talks about Nathaniel Hackett before the season started. Coach, you're 0-3 and you lost by 50 against Miami. Did you know that you're supposed to double-team Tyreek Hill? We're talking about a Super Bowl-winning coach here, Dan. I don't know if you know that.
Oh, I do know that, Nick. I was at that Super Bowl. Yes, I do.
I mean, we're talking about Sean Payton, okay?
Sean
I don't
Payton.
Think people understand that.
Jimmy Jimerson has more on the resume of Sean Payton. Jimmy?
I mean, we're talking about a guy who played, but he coached Drew Brees, okay? I don't think people realize he doesn't have Drew Brees anymore. I mean, are people talking about that?
Drew Brees is not walking through that door.
Drew Brees is not walking through that door anytime soon.
Yes. Jamara in Jacksonville.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning, Fritzy.
Good morning.
Calling because I just wanted to say hello to you guys. I'm recovering from eye surgery. But the main reason I'm calling is because my husband was the one who commented on Krappenberg State's The Dukes
yes.
on Twitter.
Yeah.
That was my husband. Serial killer, that was him. And I just wanted to give him a little shout out and just let him know that I'm proud of him for coming up with that crazy name. And Ewey Pewey, yeah, that was, I was at work and I almost peed myself. So.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you, Jamara.
Supportive wife.
Yeah, she's finally proud of her husband.
Because, the show is a family affair.
Yeah, he came up with the nickname for Krappenberg State.
The Dukes. It was well done. Serial killer. Well done. Well done.
And, of course, she's recovering from surgery. Yes. That's why she's stuck listening or watching us. Do we look better with one eye closed? That's what I'm wondering.
Likely.
Yes, yes, Paulie.
As they renew their vows down the road, this couple, you know, I really knew I loved him when he made the Krappenberg State comment on the Dan Patrick
I'm
Show.
I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, I've never been prouder of my husband than when he came up with the nickname for Krappenberg State. Yes, Paulie.
I got the odds with Broncos Bears to be a tie or to go to overtime.
Hold on to that. Hold on to that. We'll get to more phone calls coming up. 877-3DP show. We say good morning if you're watching on Peacock, even with one eye. Our streaming partner, Paulie, has one eye.
Yeah, I should get to know this woman.
Yeah. I still think you should wear a patch.
I have a backup. Remember I had the surgery a few years ago?
Yeah.
I still have the gorgeous patch.
Yeah, I did. That was a plaid patch, wasn't it?
I'd get more sympathy slash attention.
Yes, you would. It's all about content.
I think you'd get more sympathy slash attention if you didn't also have being like a motorcycle enthusiast in your past. How you have one eye and ride motorcycles? That sounds like a terrible idea.
And I cheated on my driver's exam when I was 16.
Yes, Todd.
Is good morning, gentlemen, good morning, Fritzy, a diss, or is that just pleasantry? Because she called you guys gentlemen, then she singled me out as maybe not a gentleman. Or was she giving me an individual private shout-out?
I'm going to guess Jamira probably has this soft spot.
Okay, I was trying to figure that out. I wasn't sure what to make of that.
Paulie's got his eye patch on, if you're watching on Peacock. You just look like, you know, you're a badass.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. There'll be other producers probably in the business who are going to start doing eye patches.
Catch on.
Yeah. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody. Game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you
know
I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Now, we had Usher in studio a couple of years ago.
Yeah, he was doing a boxing movie.
But he didn't, we didn't have him sing.
No.
Huh. All right. So that'll be one of the songs that he'll sing halftime show. You know who normally doesn't go to the Super Bowl? Dan Lebatard. Dan Lebatard, host of Metalark Media's The Dan Lebatard Show with Stu Gatz. And he joins us now on the program. But if I said right now, good morning, Dan. But if I said right now, got to make a decision, the Dolphins will be in the Super Bowl, and you're going to take your show to Las Vegas. What would that decision be?
All right, can I get you to back off? This is aggressive. I want to linger in the good morning for a second before you come firing at me.
All right.
3 games in, are the Dolphins going to be in the Super Bowl? I'll answer that before the end of this segment as a objective journalist and not a fanboy. I will answer that question for you. But I'd like to tell your audience on the front end, at the risk of embarrassing you, a mentor and an idol and the best of the Dans in this business, I want you to understand how proud I am of you, that you have cultivated this audience of family around you and these people that you work with for a long time. After telling me in the bowels of a Heat arena that you couldn't do this, that you can only do television and you couldn't talk for 3 and 4 hours a day, I am legitimately proud of the media empire you have built and was genuinely happy when I heard that you were retiring your way in 4.5 years as someone who left ESPN, worked in an attic for a while, and crushed it. Got out of there and just crushed it. So I'm proud of you, Dan. I'm sorry if that embarrasses you.
Thank you, Dan. I appreciate that. Now, are you taking your show to the Super Bowl? You believe
Thank
in the
you,
Dolphins.
Dan. Jesus.
I hate the Super Bowl. You know that I hate the Super Bowl. I don't want to go to the Super Bowl. Can you incentivize that I lose a bet with your show somehow and then we have to go to the Super Bowl? And I'm going to do it downtown Dirty Vegas style because I don't want to do it with all you corporate suck-ups being out there tied to all those sponsorships and then big guests. I'm going to be off the strip talking to Carrot Top.
Okay. How confident are you in the Dolphins?
This is the most overwhelming offense I have ever seen the franchise play, a franchise of Dan Marino. Tua is getting rid of the ball the way that Tom Brady does in speed with Drew Brees accuracy, and he's got 4 or 5 guys on his team that are the fastest in the league. They've been timed to 21, 22 miles an hour. It's a joy to watch. It's a joy what I'm watching. And
we're time for that.
I can't say that about any time I have seen Dolphin football since Marino. It's punts. It's 16, 13 games. So what they are is hopeful and exciting in a way that's gotten everyone's attention through 3 games. And I would just remind you, a couple of bounces from being 1-2.
All right. Let me bring in Stu Gatz because he can hate on anything. Stu Gatz, good morning. And are you all in on the Dolphins going to the Super Bowl?
Before I get to that, Dan, I also want to say how proud I am for being able to talk for 3 to 4 hours a day. I mean, who retires 4 years in advance, announces the retirement, doesn't retire? I mean, I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. You know what? Why don't you guys do this? Why don't you announce your retirement and but say it's going to happen in like 5 years?
Oh, I'm not going to make it that long.
5 years?
Okay. We can barely keep the lights on around here when we're being interviewed by you.
Well, last
time. 5 years?
Yeah, last time the lights went out on your end.
I mean, 5 years? Were you kidding me? Okay. This company is clearly going to kill me. Yesterday we were talking about my
will
and key man life insurance.
2.5 years. Do I take the over or under that?
What's the bet on getting us to the Super Bowl? Come up. Your team comes up with some bet that forces us to go to the Super Bowl because I don't want to go to the Super Bowl. But I'm going to have to probably if the Dolphins get there. And I can't say that in my lifetime I've ever had more hope for a team than what this team in Miami has.
If they
given.
Have 13 wins, you have to go to the Super Bowl.
If they have 13 wins.
But what if the Dolphins aren't in the Super Bowl? I mean.
Well, no, you have to make the decision. Like, you got to make the decision.
Oh, you're saying that's the bet? 13 wins?
Yes.
You have to go Dave, to the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
I am, Dan, I am scared.
Wait, you just call me Dave?
I did call you Dave.
That's a fun. Yeah.
But you're still proud of me.
Moderna.
All right, forget about the fun.
I mean, my brother died. His name is Dave. I'm saying it all the time.
Oh, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't play that card.
It's a good card to play, Dan. It's pocket aces.
The dead brother card?
I know, but I'm not playing my dead dad card.
Did he die 2 months ago?
It feels like that in my heart.
No, that doesn't feel like that. Did he die 2 months ago? Your little brother. Dave.
He was a great artist.
LeboStudios.com.
Okay.
You have a brother named Dave Patrick?
I do.
DP, yeah. A couple of DPs cutting it up.
Yeah.
But you understand what I'm saying. Look, I'm an objective journal. I'm an objective.
Are you still a journalist?
Yeah. Wow. Well, okay. That's a good question. he's good at asking the good questions.
So good.
All right. Listen.
Proud of you, Dan.
Okay. This is what's funny about that.
Okay.
So Tony Kornheiser, respected newspaper columnist, and you know this from a specific angle because the newspaper columnists always look down at TV boy, pretty face.
Yep.
Vanity guy couldn't do it the way the newspaper guy.
Absolutely.
Would.
Yes.
Kornheiser, who judged you,
yes.
He has called himself a yodeler for a quarter of a century because ESPN bought all the watchdogs and turned us into yodeling sellouts that would not criticize the company. But am I still a journalist?
Yes.
I fought for my freedom to get out of ESPN so that I could say whatever the hell I wanted to about ESPN.
Wow. Man.
That's right.
All right.
I am still out here in these streets fighting next to a true fool who lies about dyeing his beard this morning.
I did not lie.
Do you dye your beard?
Let me. I'll get
unintentionally.
I don't know. His answer when I asked him how his beard got dyed, he said he didn't do it. I don't know how it got there. We'll get to it in a second. We'll get to all your hard questions in a second. But I just want for you to understand that I am trying in a difficult media world where we are more politically divided than ever. I am trying to still be a fair and honest journalist who cares about the truth impartially, objectively, makes some mistakes, but tries to cover the teams like a journalist, not like a cheerleader.
It's going down for it.
I'm not going to be in a position where I'm just fanboying
okay.
for all these Dolphins just because my city's excited about this. I'm not a homer or a cheerleader. I'm not someone who doesn't know what journalistic principles are.
Your entire staff is dancing behind you.
They make me look bad all the time. I am still afraid of Warren Sapp because Stugatz won't stop saying he has bad breath and Warren Sapp's blaming that on me.
Wow.
Once,
wow.
I always get blamed for the things that they do.
Is the Dame Lillard to Miami, is that off the board now?
Again, I'm a journalist. It's not off the board. However, I enjoyed this yesterday, Dan. This was one of my favorite things that happened yesterday. I got aggregated because I'm not a newsbreaker. God, I hate it. It's such a hard job to be the newsbreaker guy. But I do know what's going on with the Heat. I've been in this market for 35 years, and there are a lot of people reporting a lot of different things about what this is.
Bona fides.
Are you wearing a Dolphin cap?
Dolphin fan, yeah.
You're a Jets fan.
I like it. Yeah.
Fins up.
Yeah.
I got aggregated yesterday with this in my mouth because I was giving Miami Heat news, and people have called me a not objective Heat mouthpiece, and that I am compromised. It's not Woj and Adam Schefter who are compromised because they or Shams because they have so many relationships that they're doing the bidding of other teams. I'm still an objective journalist, but I have true information on what is happening here with the Heat and the Portland Trailblazers. And yesterday it got aggregated while I'm wearing a Heat mouthpiece and Greg Cody is sitting in shorts on the therapy couch in the corner without explanation. So I'm going to give you the most up-to-the-date information that there is on Dame Lillard to the Heat. Are you ready?
I am absolutely ready. Got pen in hand, and I will transcribe this.
Okay. I got to put in the mouthpiece, though, and I didn't clean it since yesterday.
Okay.
So Dame Lillard wants to be here, and Miami Heat want him here, but only at the very specific price that they have offered Portland. There's not a back and forth. Toronto and Milwaukee can have him if there's leather pieces out there for somebody who's going to cost a lot of money at the end of his contract. They will not overpay. That's coming from an objective journalist. They will not overpay for Dame Lillard. So you do whatever you want, Toronto, and you do whatever you want, Milwaukee, and you idiot Cronin in Portland, you should have gotten rid of him a long time ago before we all saw that Portland's not good enough to keep him.
I know less.
The Miami Heat are going to get Dame Lillard.
I know less.
Wow.
I know less, but you're guaranteeing that the Heat are getting Dame Lillard.
Let me repeat myself clearly. The Miami Heat are going to get Dame Lillard.
That's Dame Lillard, Dan Lebatard. Dame Lebatard, host of the Metalark Media's The Dan Lebatard Show with Stu Gatz. Maybe we'll have a dance-off, your show versus my show.
Let's figure it out. I want to do this. I do want to do this.
How about in Vegas?
With the consequences of I have to go to Vegas and suffer Vegas and the Super Bowl and everything else, because I'd like to see you. The audience needs to know, Dan.
Yes.
They really need to know what an amazing career you have had. I know we'll get to do the eulogizing in 4.5 years on what your radio career has been. No, because, man, you know how rare
enough
this
is. Enough about Dave. I mean,
do you know how rare this is, Dave? For you to have, there are only like 10 or 12 people who get to do this with their own audience that travels with them, and you're one of them, and you did that after leaving the Beast. You did it the hardest way, and you warned me when we left ESPN, man, it's going to be bad for a while. I was suffering in my attic, and you are somebody who's got a very high pain threshold.
Well, no, fake humility on your part, because you guys have done it as well.
Okay, but I'm still, I remember
but
that.
But your lights stay on. I mean.
Well, yeah, you've done it so much better. And it infuriates
me. No, I agree with that. I mean,
four people you need, not 50. You need four. You got four and they're with you for life.
I like
they're
how.
Your family for life. I got 50.
Oh, crap.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Not again.
Uh-oh.
Not again. I got 50 and I can't keep the lights on. Not again.
Even when the lights are on, nobody's home. Thank you,
that's
Dan.
That's not true. We got a lot of people downloading us.
Oh, now, okay, there's no false humility. Now we're talking podcast trash. Okay.
That is lame trash talk, man.
I like that. Podcast trash talk. Man, it's like the Sharks and the Jets. Hey, guys, thank you for joining us if you're still there. And of course, you are. It's the Dan Lebatard. All righty. I'm not sure what we accomplished there, but that's the Dan Lebatard Show with Stu Gatz. Whew. Yeah, Paul.
They can't dance that well, can they?
No, they can't. No, they can't.
That's fun.
Was it? Yes, Marv.
And they messed up a conga line.
Yeah, no. You can't screw up a conga line.
I hate those at weddings, but that's one of my biggest pet peeves.
And there's always, you know, that aunt or grandma's like, come on. And you're like, no. And then you conga line all around the thing. Ugh. All right. Well, we'll see.
Conga line.
Levitard's guaranteeing Dame Lillard is going to be in Miami. Yes, yes, Marvin.
They do that at weddings?
Conga line?
Yeah.
Sometimes you'll see a wedding and like a real loud one.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yeah, they've done that.
All right.
Yeah. I usually start it. I'm like, who's with me? Who wants to do a conga line? All right, let me take a break. We'll get to more phone calls. Magic Johnson will join us coming up next hour. We're back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
Of course, you know us as the host of the number one rated show in all of sports talk, the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show.
Yeah.
Now, the suits at Fox Sports Radio gave us this airtime because they wanted us to tell you how great our show is.
Why?
Yeah, instead of us doing that, let's just let our millions of fans do the talking.
Yeah, play the tape.
You don't know crap about sports. I mean, why am I even on this crap?
Whoa. That's the wrong tape.
Wrong tape.
Just forget that. Look, listen to the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Magic Johnson set to join us. Get to him in a moment. Drew in New Mexico. By the way, the Dan Patrick Show brought to you by Mercedes, the vehicle all electric, the feeling all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQE-SUV. Hi, Drew. What's on your mind today?
First, I'd like to congratulate Marvin on working the phrase tonguing each other down into the conversation this morning.
Okay.
two Crappensburg State things. If you look back in the annals of football history, I'm pretty sure their football team invented the tush push.
Thank you, Drew. Man, it's the gift that keeps on giving. Crappensburg State. Adam in Wisconsin. Hi, Adam.
Hi. Suck it, Batgirl, first of all. And I have a rival for the Crappensburg State.
Okay.
Crappensburg State School of Horticulture and Industrial Technology in Brownsville.
In Brownsville, Texas. Okay. Thank you, Adam. Once again, people love Crappensburg State. We had to reorder more T-shirts, just to let you know, with Crappensburg State. And I think in a week or so, we'll give you an update on the next batch of moonshine. And it's going to be, is it pumpkin? Oh, no, it's maple. Is it maple pumpkin?
Lovely. It's like a pumpkin spice maple
pumpkin
situation.
Pumpkin spice maple. Okay, all right.
Delicious.
Sounds good. Well, we did have it. We got samples in, and I went,
This, did it again.
This just feels like fall. It tastes like fall. Magic Johnson set to join us. And, of course, the Hall of Famer, greatest point guard of all time. He is working with GSK. They recently launched Sideline RSV. And more to tell us more about that, Magic Johnson. How did you get involved in this product, Sideline RSV?
Well, you know, the great thing is GSK approached me since I'm 60 and older. No, I'm 64 years old, and RSV is really, you have to pay attention 60 and older. And 177,000 people get hospitalized with RSV, and then out of that, 14,000 die. So it's a really important message. We want everybody 60 and older to make sure they talk to their doctor, healthcare provider, or pharmacist. And we have to remember, if you have chronic heart or lung disease, you should really consult your doctor about RSV, because it's so, so important.
Yeah, respiratory virus that Magic's talking about. How's your health?
My health is good. Still working out 5 days a week. And what's really good, Dan, is that they have vaccination now for RSV, and so I'm going to get vaccinated. I did it for COVID and everything else, and now I'm going to do it for RSV.
What about a senior NBA All-Star game?
Hey, somebody would get hurt. Now, if it was a horse game,
okay,
or something like that, okay, I could see that. But anything other than that, no senior game.
How would the NBA be without a three-point shot?
It would still be good, but I think that the NBA three-point shot has really revolutionized the game. You think about what Steph Curry is doing and all the other shooters that we have in the game today. And then think about all the European players. Most of them shoot threes, and it's opened up the lane, too. It's opened up the game. The game is different. When I played, Dan, remember, it was inside out. Now it's outside in with all the three-point shooting. But it's great for the game.
How would you – well, you would have practiced more as a three-point shooter if you were – if it was welcome. Back then, it didn't feel like it was the weapon. You almost did it as a desperation shot.
Yeah, it was different, right? Because, again, if it was really a big tool back then, we would have used it more. On our team that we had, you know, probably Byron Scott, Michael Cooper were our three-point shooters. But we had Kareem, myself, James were the inside, so the ball went inside. And that's how we were able to win. But, again, it's a weapon today. To me, a lot of guys who can't shoot still shoot three-pointers. Yeah. I think a lot of times I would like to see just the guys who can really shoot it, shoot the three. But that's the way it is in today's NBA.
But would Kareem have been shooting three-pointers if he was brought up in today's game?
Probably because one thing about Kareem, he was so dominant, Dan, that he was just, listen, I'm glad that he didn't. I saw the hook shot. He could shoot bank shots. He can make his free throws. I mean, he was just a dominant player. So I'm glad he came in terms of when he was playing basketball, when I was playing, because I would have never saw those dominant performances that Kareem displayed. And he was MVP. He was the best player. When I came in, remember, Kareem was the best player in the league for, a 6-7 year stretch there.
Yeah.
So he was dominant.
Talking to Magic Johnson. Yeah, I feel Kareem is underrated. It feels like, I don't know, it's just weird. I don't know if you sense that. Like, we blew by Kareem, and then it was Mike and you and Larry, and now you got Steph and Shaq and those, LeBron. It just felt like Kareem was from a different generation.
Well, because social media and all that, now we don't talk about him as much, but we have to remember that he was the most unstoppable force, certainly when I played, in the game. And he was unstoppable on both ends. I mean, not only did he dominate with the hook shot on offense, but also he was blocking a lot of shots and changing a lot of shots. And he was able to run the floor. Kareem was so agile, and he could pass the basketball, too. So you're right. He's going to always be overlooked because of probably the age and when he played.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, if you go Google or YouTube or whatever you have to do, you will see a dominant big man in Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
If I said you could only watch one, Dodgers, Lakers, Commanders.
Oh, my goodness. Well, the Commanders are still new. And you know I love my Dodgers. I love baseball. But I'm a Laker guy. I mean, I play basketball. So if I'm ever put in a position I can only choose one, I'm going to choose watching basketball, my Lakers. And then 1A is the Lakers. 1B would be my Dodgers. And then 1C, because I just got the Commanders. But they'll be coming on strong here as soon as we have a chance to build them.
Okay. What kind of football fan were you? Did you play football at all in high school?
Yeah. I played football, Pop Warner, up until high school. And then my coach told me no way I could be 3 weeks late because football season ran into basketball. And he didn't want me to be 3 weeks late. I'd probably be not in proper basketball shape. So I quit once I got to high school.
Okay. What position did you play at 6'9"?
Both ends. So, offensive end and defensive end.
Were you good?
I was just okay. I'm not going to lie. I was just okay. And but I had a lot of fun playing with my friends. But basketball has always been my game.
But I wonder, I remember asking football players about how would Shaq be as a football player? And they were like,
right.
We wouldn't be afraid of Shaq. Or LeBron. A big man in football is, Aaron Donald, 6 foot, 275 pounds. In basketball, a big guy is Yao Ming or Shaq or Mark Eaton.
I think that it's hard to say a football player could go into the NBA, and it's hard for an NBA player to go into football. I think it's so difficult. They're two different games. But both are special athletes. A football player is a special athlete. An NBA guy is a special athlete. And that's why also we admire each other. And
I'd like to have seen Iverson play football.
Now, if anybody probably could pull it off, it'd probably been, AI. I think he played football. He played quarterback. And like you said, he's a special athlete, and maybe Deion Sanders could have went from football to basketball. You see certain athletes that probably could pull it off, but they were dominant in their sport. They probably wouldn't have been dominant in the other sport, right? Allen Iverson wouldn't have been dominant in football like he was in basketball.
For finding out more about Sideline RSV, you can go to SidelineRSV.com. Great to talk to you, Magic. Thank you. Good luck with your Lakers and your Dodgers. And you're going to need luck with your Commanders at least this season.
Yeah, we're building them. I'm happy that I'm an owner and we're building it, Dan.
Thank you, Magic.
All right, take care.
That's Magic Johnson. He's part of the ownership of the Commanders. I think the first game he went to was last week and they got blown out. And, you know, you can't leave those games. You have to stay there because you're part of the ownership. And everybody can see you and you got to be there until the very end. I think it would be tough if you were an owner of a baseball team and you had to go. But I don't know how often the owners go to baseball games. And you sit up in your suite, you know, are you able to leave when you want to leave? Yes, Todd.
And there's so many games, it would really stand really stand out if you missed a football game when there's eight home games unless you get to the playoffs.
Clear your throat. Thank you. Not on the microphone.
No, I got to shut the mic off to clear my
Yes, you do. Yes, Paul.
I read that perfectly on cue then. If you were an owner of a baseball team, basketball team, football team, would you have a skybox where you could be seen, or would you have a tinted skybox where you could have privacy and not be on camera every three cutaways?
Well, it seems like those owners love being on camera.
It does.
It felt like CBS always gave you a shot of Mr. Kraft. He was always on camera, usually getting, you know, at the beginning part of the game. It'd be him and his son sitting there. The Eagles owner, Jeffrey Lurie. Jerry Jones is always there front and center. There are certain ownership groups that you don't really see them during the games. There are other ones that they love for you to see them. Yes, Eden.
I always liked an owner that was present, though. Yeah. Like, I think, you know.
As a fan?
A lot of those owners sometimes, of course. Yeah. A lot of those owners sometimes who aren't present are the ones who are like, well, let's just try and dwindle this down so we can move.
Mm.
Or they're playing some other kind of game. Or they're just doing it as a business opportunity and they don't really care about the team.
Last hour, we spoke to Tricia. She lives in Oregon. She called in and wanted to wish her 40-year-old boyfriend a happy birthday. They've known each other a long time. And I thought, all right, at what point you're going to get engaged? And she said that they've been going out a little over 2 years like that. And so I said, yeah, we can wish him a happy birthday. She said that her boyfriend, who's 40 years of age, Jacob, he listens to our show in the shower as well. They work together. And we sang Jacob a happy birthday. Well, guess who called in? Trisha's boyfriend, Jacob, joins us now.
Good morning, Dan Ness, and Todd. Long time, first time, 6'1", and according to Tricia, a Greek dog, dad bod, 230. So I just wanted to call in and kind of clarify things.
Okay.
So starstruck and nervous with you guys.
Okay, how's the relationship after Trisha's phone call?
Oh, it's great. I started tearing up a little bit just when you introduced Tricia from Oregon. we had kind of talked about it, and I just said, you know, it would be amazing if you called in for my 40th. I'm not a big birthday guy, and so when I heard you introducing her, I started tearing up a little bit, and then once you guys started kind of digging your hooks into her, I was rolling on the bathroom ground laughing my butt off.
You listen to the show while you're in the shower.
Well, that's just circumstantial. You know, I'm a busy guy. I take care of a quadriplegic veteran in the morning before I get to my job at the clinic that we work at. And so, you know, you got to put on the waterproof radio and get showered up. But, yeah, I make sure that you guys are serenading me. And Todd, thank you. I got that spot. Appreciate it.
All right. I think we should wish Jacob a happy birthday here. Happy birthday, Jacob. About time he gets engaged Trisha.
Common law marriage.
No, you guys are awesome. Thank you so much. And thank you to Trisha. I love you. This has already been the best birthday ever.
And when are you getting engaged?
Around the corner. How about that? I'll be can't put a timeline on love when the time's right.
Some people
clearly it's plus 15
oh,
years.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you can. Yeah, Trisha's putting a timeline on love there, Jacob. Let us know when you get engaged, okay?
That's the biggest thing I need to clarify. We've known each other for 12 years and got out of difficult relationships and have been dating for the last couple of years. So, you know, things are still pretty fresh. We're figuring out how to blend the family the right way and everything. So it'll definitely happen. And we'll definitely both call in and keep you guys updated.
All right. Yeah, Seton.
I appreciate, Jacob, the damage control there. Because we clearly hit on something with the, like, God, I just need 5 minutes.
No.
They work together. They live together. It's a lot. They've known each other for 12 years, been together 14. Mm-hmm. It's like fake going to the bathroom. Yeah. So you just get 5 minutes alone.
And then you go, why must she love me so much? God. Yes, Paul.
That was almost like a binding commitment when he just said here on the air, though. He said it's happening in the next few months.
Mm. I mean, well, he said around the corner.
I like that he literally heard her be like, yeah, it's overdue. I forget exactly the words that she used, but it was basically like, it's been long enough. Yeah. Dude can do it already. And he's like, whoa. Yeah. You can't put a timeline on love.
Yeah. You got your hooks in her.
Yeah.
Well, that's called being a journalist. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Around the corner is kind of vague. Is that around the corner of the equator? How far down is the corner?
It was purposely vague there, Todd.
Yeah, around the corner. I don't know if that's enough to...
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.